You know, I think we all face situations that we think will just never work out. You know, can't see how we'd ever get well if we've been sick. You know, we can't see how we could get out of debt. We can't see how that relationship could ever be put back together. So often, we'll just settle and accept the fact that it just wasn't meant to be. And I think Martha is facing one of those impossible situations in the gospel, you know? We know that Lazarus is dying, you know? And Martha and Mary have sent word to Jesus, you know, to come to their house, and Jesus kept getting delayed. We'll talk a little bit about that next week, so make sure you're here. And I'm sure that Martha was asking people, well, did you go tell him? Did you tell him how important this is? Did you tell him Lazarus is dying? You know, don't you love us enough to come? And then finally that really worst nightmare comes, doesn't it? What happens? Yeah, Lazarus dies. And Jesus never came, you know? And to make matters worse, we know that they know that Jesus could have prevented it from happening, right? I mean, they'd seen him cast out demons, right? They knew that he had cured the blind, you know? They knew that he had healed lepers. He had done all these things. And, you know, finally 4 days after he died, can you believe how frustrated they must have been? And how bad they felt, thinking that Jesus had deserted him? Then he shows up, knocks at the door, and says, well, what can I do for you? Yeah, right? Have you ever had a time when God didn't show up for you? Had one of those times where you prayed, you believed, you kept asking God, nothing. You wonder if God's even listening to what you got to say. Have you had that situation? You know, your job's going away. Maybe your brother or your sister or your mother is dying of some disease, or maybe you can't pay the rent and you have no idea where that's going to come from, you know? I think Martha was rightfully upset. I really do, you know, and crying when she went up to Jesus and said, if you'd only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And I'm sure she said it something like that, you know? You know, Martha could have just been bitter. Martha could have just been angry. Martha could have just walked away, couldn't she? Martha didn't. Martha did something extremely important. In fact, it's a key to seeing, you know, our situations and how we might follow through. Listen to what she said. She said, if he'd been here sooner, he wouldn't have died. But I know, hear these two words, even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Two simple words. I've not even seen him there when I've read over the gospel before, you know? It's impossible to happen, right? But even now, I believe that it really could happen, you know? He's been dead 4 days, Lord, but what? Even now, you could raise him. I don't see a way out, God, of a problem that I've got, but even now, I know that you'll be there, right? There'll be a time in your life when you have to have an even now faith. Some of you may have already been there, right? God's, my business is hanging by a thread. My wife just walked out on me. I have no money. I'm going to be homeless if I don't come up with a payment, right? That's the time when you got to say what Martha said, that you got to dig your heels in and you got to say, God, even now, I know you're going to be there for you. You have to believe that even though you think whatever you hope for is dead, that God can resurrect that dream. God can resurrect that relationship. God can resurrect, you know, that problem that you've got. He can prosper you even now when you have given up. I remember when I was in a homeless program once, you know, we lived pretty much paycheck to paycheck, and I had 10 employees that I had to pay. In 1 week, I knew payroll was coming. And I didn't have the money to make it. Now you have to understand, these weren't people that were wealthy. The people that worked for me, many were people who had been homeless before that worked. So they had to have that paycheck to even put food on the table. So I prayed to God every day, and I said, please bring the money. I don't know where I'm going to get it. I told him, I said, I have to trust that God's going to be there. But, you know, I had that horrible feeling that, you know, God's timing and mine is so different. So I finally got on my hands and knees on the day that I had to make payroll. And I said, God, even now I trust that you are going to have the money. Well, evening came and it was time for their paychecks, and I didn't have the money. And about that time, there was a knock on the door. This is a true story. And a man walked in. He gave me a check that exactly covered the payroll, and it came from the estate of his mother, who at one time worked with us in the homeless program. Even now, God was there. But you know, when I read this, I keep wondering, why did Jesus wait 4 days? You know, he knew Lazarus was sick, right? He knew, in fact, that, you know, he could have gone that first day, he could have said, let me heal Lazarus, and he really would have been fine, right? Could have come day two or three. That would have worked just as well, right? So he could have healed him. They wouldn't have gone through all the pain and suffering that they went through. Kind of like when we're going through the pain and suffering and saying, come on, God, even now I think it's going to work. You know, I finally decided in life, there's always a reason why God delays, you know. Sometimes I think it's a test of faith. Are we going to be there? Are we going to believe that God is going to resurrect us? Or are we going to get discouraged? Are we going to give up, you know? We could get bitter. Martha could have gotten bitter and walked away, right? And that's the time, I think, when we get so discouraged and we want to give up. And that's where sometimes I think we can miss the very best that God is bringing for us, you know? While you're waiting for your health to improve, or a child to quit being such a problem in your life, or waiting for this promotion to happen that should have happened years ago, you know, it's a real critical time in your faith, you know. It's a time when, can you keep your faith even though nothing's happening that you know that needs to happen? When you keep calling out to God and God just doesn't seem to answer, and you say, God, please, I can't go through this anymore. You know, like Martha, you sent word and you keep praying, and you keep saying, God, this problem, I need a resolution. And for some reason, God's just delayed, just like Jesus. He doesn't come. The situation is not improving. This is when most of us will get discouraged and we'll say, well, guess it just wasn't meant to be. When Jesus went to Mary and Martha, he asked them one thing. He said, take me to the place where you buried Lazarus, right? He was saying, take me to that place where you quit believing in that dream. Take me to that place where it was buried and you thought it's never going to be, you know? Because I think you have to go back to that place where you buried it before you can ever start believing again, you know? You have to go back to the place and you have to say, I believe that God is bigger than anything that I believe in and can solve any problem. That my God's bigger than a medical problem. Or my God's bigger than this addiction that I have, you know. And you have to ask yourself, is my God bigger than the problem that I have, or is the problem bigger than my God? And when you remind yourself how powerful God is, I don't know about you, something just seems to come alive in you. And you start believing again. Because I believe that God can turn any situation around. Because God knows how to raise you up again, no matter what your problems is, just like Lazarus. You know? And then, but Martha doesn't want to open the grave. Why? It smells. There's a really big smell. I found in my life, you have to deal with their stinkiness, the thing that puts you there in the first place. That if you don't deal with that stinkiness, you can't get out of the grave. And then when you're willing to go back and deal with that stinkiness, then God can bring forth a miracle, because God can bring miracle of our messes. God can bring miracles out of a mistake. So, and then the last thing that you do that I think this tells us in Martha is that if God's going to resurrect you, you got to roll away that stone. Whatever that stone is that's kept you from believing, whatever that stone is that keeps you from letting that stinkiness out of your life that you can clean up, you have to do that. You may have some setbacks in your life, but God can resurrect anything in your life if you truly believe. There's times when God is silent, but you have to believe that it's not a sign that God is not there. God is still there. And this is what it's saying is, this is a test. Are you going to be bitter? You have to do your part. You deal with your sinkiness, you roll the stone away, and God will change the things in your life. So now, let me ask you, is there something in your life that you've given up on? This week, I challenge you to be like Martha. Go back to the place where you quit believing whatever it was that you truly believed could happen. Because God is saying that even now, I can turn it around for you. And you have to stay in faith, and you have to pray when God is silent, right? And like Martha, you have to tap into that even now faith. And like Lazarus, though, you've got a resurrection that's coming. Take a moment, and let's think about, what is that dream? What is that problem that you're dealing with? Where's the place in your life that you need a resurrection? And let's tell God that you believe that He can change that He can resurrect that, even now.